Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. That's what I like to say. Yowza.
Yowza. Bazinga.
Mm-hmm. Bluey. Sometimes you'll hear about crimes and just go, why did that even enter the person's mind to do something like that? This is one of those. The director of food and nutrition at a school district in Southeast Pennsylvania, a lot of my Southern brethren and sistren would say Pennsylvania. This lady was arrested the other day. Because she went into a store and walked into the beer cave and moved some cases of beer and stuff around and took a dump.
Oh, in the beer cave?
Yes.
Well,
it hits,
you know,
but it wasn't even that. There was a bathroom right next door, right next to the beer cave. And nobody was in it. They said she was completely free to go in there. Her name's Crystal Goss. She's 47, and they say that she rolled into a Royal Farms convenience store in Hanover, Pennsylvania, and then walked into the beer cave, pushed the beer out of the way, pulled down her pants, deuces all over.
You're kidding.
All around.
Was she already, if she was already on the beers, you know?
Maybe. So that she walked back out to her car and left.
Oh, she drove there.
Yeah, it was like 5:00 in the afternoon. For some reason, the store didn't call the cops until 9:30 the next morning. And it's not clear why they waited. I mean, if somebody comes in your business and poops, are you just going to hang out and wait another 12 hours or so?
I'll wait till tomorrow. I'm trying to get out of here.
Yeah. Well, that would be, that's a Riggins move.
Absolutely.
Right. So you think 5:00 was closing time for
maybe,
this place?
Maybe. They've already started their closing duties. They mopped the floor and they're like, you know what? This is not a battle I'm willing to fight at the gas station tonight.
So then there are other questions in here that I have. So the entire front wall of the walk-in fridge is glass, so she didn't have much privacy. A camera inside the fridge also got it on video, and sadly, we don't have that video because I would want to see that.
Yeah.
Police didn't reveal a motive, but the store said around $80 worth of merchandise had to be tossed. How did the entire beer cooler not have to be tossed? Because you would think, like, would you be okay with drinking a case of beer that was on the other end of it away from where she pooped? Or if it's in the same room, you wouldn't want it?
I think I would still drink it.
I would too, especially if it was in a box and, you know.
Yeah.
If it's a case of beer, it's still in the cardboard, you know, she didn't touch any of those things, I'd be okay with that.
But not a Lucy, just like a, you know, beer that's, or a six pack that's not in a carton.
God forbid I'm at the point where I'm buying a Lucy. But I think that would be different. If it's not packaged in anything other than the can itself, then I might be sketched out to do it. But if you're buying Lucy's, you probably don't care either. You can probably take a dump right on top of it.
So she's facing charges for open lewdness, criminal mischief, disorderly conduct. That created a hazardous and physically offensive condition.
Yeah. Disorderly conduct. I mean, understatement of the year, you took a dump in the gas station. That's hardly disorderly.
And she didn't even buy anything.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think somebody might have been in the bathroom and she had to go.
Yeah.
But, I mean, wouldn't you then just go out in the back of the building?
She's not civilized, TJ. Yeah. I mean, that's she's not an animal.
I mean, I really don't know why I'm making excuses for her anyway, but, like, maybe that's she crazy. Just had to go.
And they're not giving a mugshot of her.
They don't have the video nor the mugshot, huh?
Mm-mm. The mugshot would tell us a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want to see if you can look it up?
Yeah, what's the name again? Something Goss?
Crystal Goss, G-A-U-S-S.
Maybe she's Ghost?
In Pennsylvania.
Let's see what I can find here.
I mean, how would you have friends stand beside you on that? You know, like still support you? She would have had to have had some sort of an episode of some kind. She was out of her head or whatever.
We are not our mistakes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But this is a bad mistake.
But is it a mistake?
Yeah, I don't know.
She may have done it and said, hell yeah, I did it. I'd do it again.
Oh, here's the whole thing about her. She's the director of food and nutrition services?
Yeah, at a school.
Yeah, at a school.
I think maybe for the whole district.
Maybe.
The district.
Yeah, well, this might have just been like a mental collapse.
Yeah.
And just like a manic episode where she's like, ah!
She does work at a school, so.
Yeah, right.
She said the kids are driving her crazy.
Yeah. Hmm. Or the other teachers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, them schools.
You take one dump in a gas station, all of a sudden, I can't work with kids. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, actually.
You're gay. It's not even, you act like a, you know, they gave you a key on the end of a stick of wood and you went to the bathroom.
I think I'd rather take it.
What if you went in the beer cave to get your, you know, get you an 18 pack and this woman's in there taking a dump?
It's your business, lady. I mean, I'm still getting my beer.
I would run out of there.
Turn away.
I don't want to be that close proximity to somebody who's pooping.
Ever.
I would mention it to the person working up at the front.
Yeah.
That's not something I would ignore.
I would hope you would.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I don't like getting involved, but I would say something there.
Yeah. I'd be acting like the place was on fire. I'd be the same amount of panic in my voice. Hey, pooping. She's pooping in there. Get out. Get out.
Take out, a huge out. Dump.
Wow.
This is not a drill.
I mean, dookie everywhere.
But, I mean, that's another trend we're seeing. People defecating, you know, when they're either out of their minds with anger or whatever, and people stripping down naked.
Yeah.
And going ballistic.
Hmm. Well, I'd rather strip down naked. That's for sure.
Yeah. But isn't that like a sign, one of the biggest signs of disrespect for somebody? Is to just, you know, poop on their stuff.
Yeah. I poop on you. Yeah, that's bad. You can't be pooping on people's stuff.
No.
No.
At all.
Ugh. Did you find a picture of her?
I know. It's hard to verify it's her. There have been articles written about her helping the community with these food drives and things like that, but I don't know if it's her, and I'm afraid to, you know, put it up on camera if it's not.
I bet she's really hot.
Real, like really hot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just know it. I just know it.
I have my suspicions.
What if she's completely sane and she was just in there trying to buy some beer and she just couldn't help? I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking it sounds like she's a pretty stand-up woman, minus this little incident.
Yeah, just a temporary lapse in judgment.
I mean, food drives and kids and I don't know. I feel kind of bad for her now.
If I had to poop that bad, I wouldn't stop to get beer. I would say I'll come back out to get the beer. Or
what if it just hit, though? I don't know. I've never been.
It doesn't hit that hard. Where it's like, I have to go now.
If there was someone in the bathroom, and she's, I can't wait. But why there? Why, like I said, why not go out back or something?
I'd rather poop in my pants than do it in somebody's beer cave.
Yeah, because it's not illegal to have an emergency poop in your pants.
Exactly. Remember that, kids. It's not against the law to crap your pants.
Or in your car, your own
personal
right. vehicle.
Rob pooped in his car one time and no one came and arrested him.
Wait, in the car?
Oh, I forgot you didn't know that.
Yeah, he did. Never talked to Rob again.
Yeah, he was. It was an emergency, and he, you know, he was trying to get home. He didn't choose a gas station and go in a beer cave.
Whoa,
it's crazy.
Yeah, and you've never done that.
No, I don't think so.
I haven't either.
I would remember it if I pooped my pants.
Lindsay's done it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Probably doing it right now.
I am. I've already done it.
She's a chronic pooper.
Yeah.
Pants pooper.
You can't have a tattoo on your wrist and not crap your pants every once in a while. You know what I'm saying?
More extra funny next.
So my new thing is trendy, comfy two-piece sets. So like a sweatshirt, sweatpants, workout pants, a cute sweatshirt. Wear Playground has all of the comfy, trendy clothes. I'm obsessed with their clothing. I have a few things from them now, and I'm telling you, you have to check it out. It's not only great quality, but they're so comfortable. And the workout pants are not too tight around the waist, which I hate. They don't fall down while you're working out. You're going to love everything Wear Playground has to offer. So check out Wear Playground. Use code TJ for a discount. Go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
I don't keep up with country music stars, you know, and the gossip and that sort of thing. My wife does. She's all about the country stars. But Kacey Musgraves, I always get Kacey Musgraves and Teeny Ballerini, or what's her name?
Kelsey
Ballerini. I get those two mixed up. But Kacey Musgraves is the one that's just insufferable, right? Isn't she the one that's just like such a... nails on a chalkboard kind of personality?
Think she's so hot.
Well, hot or not, but isn't she
I don't know anything like about her.
Feminist and all of that kind of stuff.
I think
she is.
Okay.
I think she's not my kind of people. Let me put it that way. From what I, and neither is that Teeny Ballerini.
They're both,
liberals. But they say that she posted up on the X. She said, quote, "Is it possible to die of horniness asking for a friend?" End quote. No, first of all, that's just trashy. You know, trashy.
Horny.
And then the whole asking for a friend is so lame. People don't say that anymore. Yeah. Asking for a friend.
Like, we know it's you.
But I believe she's a feminist. Pretty sure.
Okay.
Could be wrong. But if you're going to put something out there like that, even though you're trying to be funny or whatnot, you're just... asking for creeps to come out of the woodwork and start leaving you creepy, disgusting messages. Now, if you're okay with that, great. But if you're going to, you know, if you complain about it and say, look at these creeps and gross and blah, 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 blah. I mean, not saying you deserve it, but what that means when you ask a question that's of that type of nature, you're asking for people to say things like, "Hey, I'll save your life right now. I got the cure for what you need." You know, things of that nature. How else is somebody supposed to respond to that?
Well, it's obvious. It, you know, she knew what that was going to lead to. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. And I don't know any of the response. I don't know anything past that. And, you know, what she posted and, the story I read, the little blurb I read was not coming down on her for, they were writing it like it was funny or whatnot. And it, you know, it could be funny, but.
Could it?
I mean, some people think that that kind of thing is funny. Now, as a professional funny person, I didn't think it was funny, especially say in asking for a friend, because that, that kind of just made it even worse than I thought it was to begin with on a comedy scale.
Yeah, I don't know if it's, you know, doesn't have me in stitches.
No, I mean, she might as well have just said, is it possible to die of horniness? Charlie bit me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Or I don't feel like adulting today.
Yeah. She should have just written, people send me creepy messages.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, send, or, me, send me sexually suggestive messages or just, you know, plain sexual messages that don't even have to be suggestive. Just.
Right.
Not, no subtlety.
Or videos.
Tell me how you would cure me, how you would save my life. If I'm about to die of horniness like I am.
Oh, and I hate that word. I hate the word horny. I can't stand it. That's like my moist, you know, women. It's so gross, and I don't know why, but I just, I've never said it in a serious way.
I don't
and
like I just, it either.
It's gross. Horny.
And there's a reason.
Nobody should say it in a serious way.
Yeah.
There's a reason why Mike Myers used it in Austin Powers the way he did, because it's a funny, ridiculous word. Did I make you horny, baby? You know, that's just, that's, it just gives you that, ugh, like that's not even a real word. Yeah. I'm the same way with the word tits. I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate when, and it's usually women, you know, and, you know, the, what do you call it? Cotillion graduates who would say tits, my tits.
Ugh.
The worst.
I much prefer titties.
Titties. Like with D, double D, yeah, like titties. Titties.
Yeah.
I just want to see one of your titties, girl.
It's still pretty bad, doesn't it? I guess it depends on context, but it's pretty bad.
That's that Jim Carrey bit.
Yeah.
Can I see one titty? But yeah, just horny, horniness. Come on.
Isn't there a mascot, the horny toads?
Yeah, the horned frogs.
Horned frogs. Yeah,
TCU.
I could never go there.
Yeah, Texas. Because yeah, because it's a Christian university. You wouldn't make
it. Well, I wouldn't get in.
You couldn't be a horny toad?
Horned frog.
Horned frog.
Horny toad. Horned frog, whatever.
Well, I mean, they're usually called horny toads. They're just, I think that's, you know, they chose the higher road.
Thankfully.
Yeah. So.
The horned frogs.
Yeah. I'm not crazy about the word crotch. Like if it's down that road, like crotch, it sounds like trash crotch. It's like, ugh. Yeah. That's a gross word.
Yeah. Especially when it's preceded by the word swamp.
That's even nastier.
Swamp crotch.
Ugh. But horny is the word. I can't stand it.
But is that, I mean, to post that on the social medias, if you're a celebrity, you're just asking for attention, right?
Yeah. There's you want to be funny and provocative on X and Twitter. Like that's just what they want. Mm-hmm. And so I get the want to do that because I've tried it a bunch and it never works out well for me, but I get why you want to do it. Oh, I'm a little bored. I'm going to throw something out there that's going to get a lot of responses and people are going to be like, oh my gosh, this is great. I get wanting to do that, but it's not what I would do. I'm horny. And it's like, you're just going to
get
dudes with, just nasty pictures getting sent back to you. And she probably gets that anyway. Even when she's not being provocative like that, she probably gets that all day long.
Right, which I assume that. And that's why I would think that she would try to avoid something that is definitely going to bring that.
Yeah.
Well, she's clearly not a classy lady. So I think we've established that. I don't like her. After all this, TJ started out not really caring for her. No, I don't like her.
I mean, it's just trashy. And I'm not saying I've never done anything trashy, because I have.
But yeah, we've all got our moments.
Mm-hmm. But we haven't posted it on the internet for a lifelong journey with it.
I was thinking about posting the exact same thing today to see what kind of response I got compared to what kind of response she would get.
Yeah, try it.
Yeah. But then I remembered, I don't want my family to die of embarrassment, so...
Right.
It's an experiment. Right. Come on.
Same reason I don't do TikTok dances.
It's for the show.
Yeah. It's content.
Sure. Because I am a content creator / influencer.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what I am.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is events. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.